Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody. This is Stevie G, and welcome to Poetry and Melodies. I'd like to first of all give an honor to God. If it were not for him, I would not be here to do the show tonight, and you wouldn't be here to listen. I'd like to break the show off tonight and start with some, I think I'm going to slide into the show tonight. How about sliding into the show tonight with some Slave? That was Slave and Slide. You know how that go. It takes you back. it really does take you back. And that's what I do. I try to take you back and bring you back to the days when we used to love each other. You know what? Speaking of love, I put a little Tina on because she knows how to make a lover love. Here's Tina with Dear Lover.
Inside would take all of you and all of me. I'll go for the prize.
That was Tina Marie with Dear Lover. You know something, I got a reputation now. It's old school. Well, guess what? I'm old school, and I like old school music, but sometimes I got to get a little new flavor up in here, and I'm going to do that for you right now with Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton and So In Love. Baby, this is the bomb song right here. I'm loving this song. I hope you enjoy it. I like that song. That song brings me up. It perks me up. You know what? But I got to slow it down because I'm a brother from the old school, and the old school says, play love songs. Get your girl into you. Get you into your girl. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop some old. You know what? I don't have to go old school. Let me change that up. But I can drop some love on you. This is Tweet with Beautiful, like all of you are out there, beautiful, just beautiful people.
So much.
Yo, that was tweeting beautiful. I played that for all the beautiful people out there listening. Because we all have a beauty side to us and an ugly side, I'm sure. But tonight, we're going to take it all to beautiful. Tweet, do your thing, baby. So let's move the show along a little bit. And I'm going to take it back. I haven't played no old school music tonight, just one song. And you know me, I got to have my old school roots. Have You Seen Her by the Shy Lights? That sounds like something good to play. You guys to listen to this. That's the ice in the glass. And that's the crown
pouring into the ice in the glass.
And I'm going to raise my glass to the listeners. Thank you for coming out, as usual. If you want to dial into the show, the number is 917-932-8881. I'll be glad to have you come on and listen. Come on and kick a few words, rhymes, whatever you do, sing a song. It's all on you. We have fun on this show, and that's what I plan on continuing to do, have fun. So this sip is for you. That was beautiful. So we're going to get back to the music now. And let's play a little. I mean, you can't go wrong with this, brother. You know what I'm saying? A little Love and Happiness with my man, Mr. Al Green, baby.
Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Yeah.
That's my man, Al Green. He doing his thing. Al Green can always get you up in it, believe me. Trust me. I know. Well, you know, this is Poetry and Melodies, and so far all we done had is melodies. So I guess I'm going to have to read one of my poems to you guys to get the poetry side of this show going on, because right now I'm really feeling the music, but I got to have poetry because I love them both. So I'm going to read a poem that I wrote, and it's called It's On, Baby. Now the air is clear, no smog left in my atmosphere. I can get down to my writing, omit the arguing and fighting. I really miss what I enjoy to do most. That's to write poetry and song, not to brag or boast. But I'm in my comfort zone with pad and pen in hand, and creativity exhausts from my pores and glands. I love to write because passion drives me in that direction. Did you notice I said love? This is not a temporary affection. I'm going to put things into perspective and prioritize my objectives to write the words that readers want to read and at the same time fulfill Stevie G's needs. So bear with me while I write away. This is for life. It will not end today. As long as I have motions in my hand, I will stimulate the many minds of man. Of the things I have encountered in time, love, happiness, sadness, joy, hurt, and pain, and of all things stored in my mind, love reigns above all things. But I'll leave that for the love poems that are to follow, for they are much easier to swallow. Does this poem have a direction? Well, you tell me. I would love to hear your perception. I welcome all feedback, so bring the noise. No matter good or bad, I will remain my poise. I laid off writing for a while to rearrange my situation, but I'm back now, so 86 the damn vacation. I'm about to get jiggy with it, so excuse me if I get a little ignorant. I'm a huge lover of love poetry, but I'm about to write some shit y'all don't know of me. So expect some new shit to drop. And when they drop, they're going to be blazing hot. So keep your eyes and ears open for the new coming of me as the saga continues, written by me, Stevie G. And that's my piece of poetry for the night. And I hope you enjoyed that piece. It's called It's On, Baby. Right now we're going to get back to the music. Back to the thing that keeps my heart pumping, that keeps my blood going. Music is like a woman to me. You know what I'm saying? It just keeps you up. It keeps you moving and grooving. Music is the thing. Music is what keeps you alive. I think melodies are the life signs. I'm going to bring you back and play some good old love slow tracks for you. How about some Shalimar? I think I like Shalimar. They did some things for me back in the day. I do like Shalimar. Which ones would you like to hear? Can anybody type in a request? If you can type in a request or call in one, you feel free to do so. But guess what? In the meantime, while I'm waiting for you, Shalimar, Somewhere There's a Love, Baby. That was Shalimar with Somewhere There's a Love for Me. Ooh, that takes me back. I tell you, it takes me way back. But, you know, I just don't play old school. You know, we can keep it up to date here on Poetry and Melodies. And I would like to. Faith Evans has a beautiful new song out called True Love. And I really enjoy the song, and I hope you like it too. Faith Evans, do your thing, girl. I'm telling you, Faith Evans is something on this song. She brings it home on this song. Really, she does. You know, you need to check it out. Here it goes. Faith Evans, y'all. All right, I'm going to keep the show moving. I just want to say I appreciate the listeners coming out tonight. We had callers in the chat room. I guess they didn't want to get on, but thank you for coming out listening anyway. I'm going to keep the show rolling. I need to play some slow music because slow music is what I like. I like them old slow drags, you know, where I used to get up with my girl and grind on her in the quarter. Remember those days? Red lights in the basement, grinding on your girl. It used to cost 25 cents to get in the party. And once you got in there, it was time to get your freak on. So I'm going to play something to remind me of that era. And here we go with the Whispers, You Are Number One. Number one, I'm gonna tell you one thing I like about them old school songs though is they were short and sweet and to the point. You know, they wasn't 7 minutes long. They was 3 to 4 minutes long, some of them 2.5 minutes long, but they made you, you know, they made you sit back and think, you know, about who you was with and who you was dealing with. I mean, come on. Think about all the old songs you hear that make you reminisce on something in the past that had to do with love or a relationship. Music is powerful, just like words are. And speaking of words, I got to keep the poetry end of this thing up. Even though the music is sounding good tonight, I got to read one of my poems. And since we're talking about nostalgia, I got a poem that's called Nostalgic Memories, and I'm going to drop that on you real quick. And it's probably longer than the song, but hey, it's my dime, I guess. So I hope you enjoy. It's called Nostalgic Memories. Precious light shines upon us as we stumble through the episodes of our destiny. We hurdle over the obstacles of life and struggle, but like you, I refuse to let the obstacles get the best of me. It may take half our lives to figure out our purpose, but when we do, we have lived through most of our so-called curses. I love life and the air God has given us to breathe. As I grow older, there are some things I know I will hate to leave. Like the smile on a child's face while they stagger learning to walk, yet overflowing with grace. Like the morning after a restful sleep and the aroma of breakfast begins to creep into the bedroom where I sit on the bedside, gazing out the window at the most beautiful blue sky. Like when family gathers and mad love flows. That was a rare occasion for me, but that's the way life goes. How the melody of a sweet song can muster up the memory banks, and how music in my life is so highly, highly ranked. Being a great parent wasn't my greatest quality, this I must admit, but seeing all us come together in love is truly my greatest gift. If I had to apologize to someone, it would be my God for not following his path of righteousness to receive his approving nod. I will miss the affection of love shared and the softness of that special woman, for I know she sincerely cared. Some fried whitings, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens, dancing to those sweet slow jams, Black Ivory, The Moments, and the Delphonic Steam. Driving that 69 deuce and a quarter, listening to the 8-track, pumping the Temptations, Psychedelic Shack. You can't reminisce on all the good without some memories of bad. Reminds me of that extreme ass whipping I once had. At the hands of my grandma, she really put it on my ass. She gave me a legendary memory that will never pass. But she is the greatest woman I know. One I'll never forget. I know she's up in heaven making sweet potato pies, I bet. To my sisters Karima and Z, I know you're younger than I am, but I'm proud to have sisters that help improve me as a man. I'll miss the smell of a brand new car, the taste of Cavassier, the feel of a pocket full of money to pay the bills I had to pay, the taste of fried chicken wings among the many things, the way words excite me, and the way I love to sing, the way love gives you the butterfly feelings and the satisfaction of sexual healing, the Shawshank Redemption, the way I hate hair extensions, the shape of a woman's ass, and the way I love the smell of gas. That's gasoline, okay? A beautiful arrangement of flowers and steamy summer rain showers. How I crave creativity and competition, and my brother Chief, how I really miss him. And sometimes relationships can be so complex, but Lord, how much I love the makeup sex. These are the things I know I'll miss. So jot them down on your list of things to do for Stevie G. But the thing I'll miss most of all is we were friends indeed. And that's my piece. That's my piece. I hope you enjoyed it. But now we got to get back to the music. You know, we can't leave the music out. How about some... Oh, no, not that. Let me see if I can fix this. Sorry about that, y'all, but I don't know how that popped up on there, but guess what? You remember my first love? It was done by Avant. Well, this is the original. Renee and Angela, My First Love. Thank you. That was Renee and Angela with My First Love. Ooh, they did their thing. I don't know if you guys remember them, but they were those mini-move players. You know, it was like a synthesizer that looked like a guitar, had keyboard keys on it, and it was strapped around your shoulder like a guitar, but they could play them things, baby, and they knew what they was doing. Well, anyway, the night is winding down, and I just want to let you know that the crown went down just perfectly with my listeners listening and the good music playing. The crown just went down so smooth. I mean, I just feel like it's a very good mood, and thank you guys for putting me there. The music helped, but without the listeners, what would I do? Well, somebody requested some Shalimar a little while back, and I'm going to put it on for you right now. Jimmy 619, this is for you. Second time around. It should be coming up here in a second. Jimmy 619 requested second time around, so I'm going to give it to her. O'clock on the dot, and Shalimar just did their thing the second time around. That was for Gemini 619. I hope you enjoyed that, girl. But you know what? Before we leave the air tonight, I'm going to dedicate this one to my mama. I miss you, Mom. I really do. And I hope if you're listening, if you're up in heaven listening to this, I hope this takes you back, because it sure enough takes me back. Mama used to play this song.
If he wants them out of the way, crazy he called me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say.
Crazy, he calls me by Dakota Staten, and my mother used to play that so much. I miss you, Mom, and I miss that song. And I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. Thanks for coming out. See you next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to dial in, you know the number. To dial in is 917. I know you guys know it. Come on now. Let me hear you repeat it for me. I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy your weekend. Love goes out to everybody. Peace.